So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, fresh for you now in 2018. I am so excited to have an inspirational guest with me today. My guest is not only a family marriage counselor, he's also a podcast host of Magnitude on a Happiness podcast. So how happy can we be to welcome Dr. Robert Puff. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Erica. It's great to be here.
Oh my goodness. So what made you think of doing a happiness podcast? What was that about?
Well, since we're talking about inspiration, I was inspired as at a very young age. I mean, truly at a young age, I came here to figure out what is life about, why we're here. And I began exploring, and I truly have spent my life exploring, not what people think it's successful. What truly is happiness? What makes life work at the deepest level? Well, you know, when you meet someone, you really know their life is just gorgeous. And so I traveled the world and met these gorgeous people and really studied it. And now what I love to do is share it with other people, because I think people feel like then when they have tragedy, as many of us do, that you're kind of stuck and you have to live with that. And I do not believe that's true. It's interesting. When I meet these amazing people, I always ask them, you know, what inspired you to get to where you're at?
Right.
I always get the same answer. Pain. They went to pain.
You're like, wait a minute. You're sitting here with me and you're into happiness and you're like this joyful being. Yep. And then the first thing you tell me is like you had to go through a heck.
Well, the beautiful thing though is then what happens is, because I'm sure many of the listeners right now are going through, as you say, heck. But if you can use that and turn it into something beautiful, then life can truly, I believe every person on the planet can have a beautiful life. And the person, the good news is, the good and bad news in that, the person that keeping them from it is themselves. If they're not happy right now, they're actually keeping themselves from it. The good news is, then guess what? The solution is within ourselves. So we don't have to have anything external happen for us to find happiness. Happiness is something that we can create when we do certain things. It is specific things that we have to do, but when we learn these specific things, any of us, and I believe any person on the planet can have a beautiful life.
You know, I love that. I love this whole conversation. I believe so deeply in happiness myself as being kind of your own game, as like defining it yourself, and then to not compare your happiness or what makes you happy with someone else. But so why don't you just tell us kind of what is it about you that gets you into happiness, or what gets you into a happier place, or what are some of the catalysts for you yourself, Robert?
Yeah, for me, it's really been, I had many of my own things I had to go through. But what I discovered is that when I caught expectations, things that I wanted to have happen, what I discovered was life didn't always oblige. You know, it was, you know, life would say, well, you want this, but guess what? We're giving you that. And I would say, and so I'd be upset. And so what I learned to do is I said, okay, you know, because I'm, you know, if you visit my website, you'll see I've done a whole lot of things. I've written 13 books. I speak around the world. I love what I do. But what I've learned is that I am often not in control. So what I've done is I said,
you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Like I've got this. I've got it. Your podcast has what, over 3 million downloads.
Right.
You're just telling me you have 13 books.
Right.
You have a fabulous practice of helping people get happy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, what's next? Or right, or it isn't showing up how you think it will.
Well, it's just that those things, I mean, ultimately don't matter. What I've learned is what matters is doing your best. And then whatever, you know, I like to use the word God, but if you're not comfortable with that, whatever language you're comfortable with, but when the universe gives you what it gives you, then say, okay, if I've done my best, I've done everything in my power to make what I want to have happen, and this is what it gives me, that I'm going to celebrate that.
Wow.
It's really learning to, I end my podcast the same every week. I always say, accept what is, love what is. That is hard to do, and it's kind of upsetting to people, but when you learn that, okay, as long as I'm setting boundaries, as long as I'm really working towards improving my life, when today my life is going this way, I'm going to find beauty in today. And when we do that, that with time culminates into a truly astonishing life.
I had a whole set of practices that came in one time, just inspired. And I thought about writing a book, but I didn't do it. But it was, what happens if every day you go out and you just choose to see beauty? Mm-hmm. And you just make the choice. And so you're looking at a street and you're like, okay, is there a green grass on this street, or is there a leaf falling on this street that's unique, or what could I choose to see? And when I look at people, I do the same thing. I'm like, what is just exceptionally beautiful about this being? And when you're thinking those thoughts on a daily basis, to me, what you just said is like transformational, even with no end game.
Right. Because our thoughts, you know, you've nailed it. Our thoughts truly shape our lives. So people that are unhappy, people that lives are struggling, I can guarantee you, and anyway, we can just prove it. Go talk to them. You're going to find they're steeping themselves in negativity. But the reverse is true. People that I have found that have beautiful lives, they are doing the opposite. They're steeping themselves in positive, in nature, in silence, in good, healthy relationships. But mostly where they're steeping themselves in the positive is in their mind. Because our minds is what we carry with us all day long. So when we start observing our thoughts and say, okay, what dialogue am I hearing throughout the day? And that dialogue is just, it's just consequence, cause, consequence. So whatever you're hearing all day long will manifest throughout the day. So if you begin to notice that through awareness and then begin to change it through awareness, what will happen is your life will begin to change.
What about those just resistant things like that maybe that someone's going through? So I was trying to get an example, like maybe it's an obstacle that they keep experiencing, you know, or something that just keeps kicking their butt. How can you turn something that's like so kind of maybe embedded or generations of this or some, you know, maybe generations. One of the things just showed up for me was when I was doing some changes myself, I traced back 6 generations of Irish poverty and I could see poverty back. And I got to this lifetime and it was all kind of, I don't know if I believe in past lifetimes so clearly, but in this regression, it was very clear of there was a switch where there was a giving up, you know? So when you find something that maybe you just feel like, how do I overcome this thing that, you know, maybe you're raised in a family with alcoholics, or do you know what I'm saying? Like where it's just so embedded, what do you recommend for someone that just has maybe a steeper road to climb?
Yeah,
it's short podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm by trade, I work with corporations, but I'm also a licensed clinical psychologist. So when people come to me, you want to kind of take on my role. So when someone comes to me in that situation, first, I'm always kind. So we always want to be kind with ourselves.
Be kind to yourself.
So that's the first thing. And then
absolutely.
And the second thing is tortoises really win the race of life. So what you do is you can't, big changes typically don't work. So what you do is every day think, how can I make little changes? Like using your example.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't spend this extra $5 and I'll put it in the savings account. Maybe I'll start listening to, you know, audio and podcasts on prosperity. Maybe I'll start, you just start adding a few things and those things over time add up to a changed life. What we want immediate change. And when that doesn't happen, we get very upset. We criticize ourselves. We call ourselves names. And so we never change. The reverse is true. If you're kind with yourself, watching your thoughts, and then and this begin to slowly make changes, with time, things truly begin, anything can make change. It's just habit.
Wow. Yeah. Do you know, the funniest thing showed up in my head for the entrepreneurs who are listening, and it was search engine optimization, which so many of my authors have no clue what that means. But basically, if you want something to rank high on Google, it's a computer, and it's a slow drip, and it's inevitable. It will change. If you keep doing something, and you do it right, and then you ask for more, and you do it right, you do it more, it can't not.
Right.
It's like it's inevitable that slow drip that you shared, like with the tortoise changing, you can't not change if you're willing. And you also keep asking questions, which I loved, where you're saying, hey, what can I do today?
Well, and I think the thing, though, with kindness is also incredibly important because we really, as human beings, tend to be very hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
So we just don't get motivated when people criticize us, and that's including ourselves. So if we mess up, here's a phrase I love to use. When you mess up and you don't do it right, you say, what can I learn from this? What can I learn? That's a very gentle phrase. Not, what's wrong with me? I'm stupid. You know, fill in the blank. That's not motivating, you know? And it creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. So,
well, I'm so grateful that you came to my show today. It's going to be one of the opening shows of 2018, starting on an exceptionally positive note with Dr. Robert Puff, and why don't you just tell us the name of your podcast, how we can reach you, and how we can learn more from you.
Yes, the easiest way, my podcast is very simple, Happiness Podcast. And the way to find it is go happinesspodcast.org. So instead of com, just O-R-G. And if you want to find out more about me, my name is, you know, it's a fairly easy name to remember, Dr. Puff. Just Google Dr. Puff, and my podcast and all the other things I do show up in a heartbeat.
So, awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming.
Yep.